You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
This is a one-shot, one-Sunday preaching that we do annually. We want to give you a chance as we talk about casting calls. This is really a chance to give you an opportunity to be part of our ministries here. No, before we start, how many of you appreciate that poster design there? You know, guess what? The person who did this, the person who made this, is really from our church. And we do want to recognize her. I don't know where she is at this moment. But if you're here, Nikki Composuelo, all right, was the one who did this poster for us, and it was chosen. And so Nikki won heaven of a job. All right, if you're Nikki, where's Nikki? Will you lift up your hands? Nikki, where are you? Nikki, there's Nikki over there. Nikki, would you stand up, please? Stand up with your baby. All right, palakpakan po natin si Nikki. Grabe, all right. She's a mom, but again, you know, she would have time to really help us come up with this poster. So good job, Nikki. Thank you so much. All right, why casting calls? Why do we entitle this casting call? Well, you know, it is a pre-production process for selecting a cast of actors, dancers, like Pastor Jeff, singers, models, and other talents, okay, for a concert or a live performance. Usually what they do is they would have auditions, no? They would have auditions. There will be sets of panels who will choose to be judged. And for you to make it, then good for you. Well, we entitled this casting calls for us in our churches because we don't focus on those people who are in the stage. Hindi lang po dito, pag sinabi natin dito po sa Victory casting calls, hindi lang po dito yung mga taong kumakanta lang o nagpe-perform dito sa stage. Importante po rito yung sa dami-dami ng mga tao na tumutulong po sa atin to come up with an excellent service like this. And those people are the ushers, the security people, those who are managers, all right, production crew, all right, people who take care of the lights, all these decorations that you see here. It's not being done by one man, but with many. And so after this, I hope you'll have an understanding of how important you being a volunteer, because it's so important that a church will never exist apart from volunteers. We will never be the kind of church unless we are serious about raising volunteers. And first things first, that we believe that the church is not a one-man show. We believe that this church exists not because of a particular pastor or a group of pastors. You know, we're here to serve you. As far as I know, I was raised up knowing that, yeah, it's a calling, but at the same time, God has called each and every person to be servants. We're going to talk about it in a while. We also believe that the church is made up of people and not a building. The church is made up of a body and not a kind of memorial. And so when we talk about a body, it has different parts. And my prayer today is for us to understand the parts of the body, that part is you. That you may know who you are, how God designed you, how God created and fashioned and wired you for such a purpose in His house. Let me share to you three understanding to be part of God's production team. It can be likened to different parts of the body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14 to 18 says, "Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, 'Because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason cease to be part of that body." Verse 18, "But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them." Everybody say, "Every one of them." Everyone. "Just as He wanted them to be." Number one, there's what you call our place in the body. To the fact that you're coming here, to the fact that you're attending here, to the fact that you consider this your home church or your church, I just want to say, for the record, that you are part of this body. Wala ho tayong iniitsipwera. Okay, lahat po na mga nakatayo o nakaupo ka, sa harapan ka, sa likod ka, sa gilid ka, lahat po kayo, tinalaga ng Panginoon to be part of this body, whether you like it or not. And somehow it might not sink in yet, but I just want to let you know that everything is set up. Everything was prearranged by God in order for you to know that you have a place in this body. In other words, you belong here. God has placed and appointed us in His church. And the whole of the matter is, you might be wanting to be a pastor, or you might want to be known as this and that. Guess what? I just want to let you know and submit to you, that's not the way it is. It's not what you want, but what God wants. He caused the parts to be placed in the body just the way, exactly what He wants for His body. It so happened I'm preaching today because God wants me to preach. If God decided that I would be an usher and I'll be security, I will be 100%. But guess what? Once in our lives, we were ushers as well. Once in our lives, we were security. Our very first conference back in 1983, I was the head usher. All right, I was the head of that conference back in 1983 when we had our first conference. It's called Asian Invasion. Yung buong victory pa ho yun, all right, 3,000 pa lang po, including the provincial. And I remember as a student, all right, we were just young, bunch of young guys there. And I had the privilege to lead that ministry. Why? Because we were leading, all right, that ministry in New Belt. And so first things first, we all have a place in a body that we cannot question God. Why is it, Lord, that I'm like this and I'm like that? No, He exactly made you the way He wanted you to be. It says there, do not say, I do not belong. No, that's a voice from the enemy. You belong here. Hindi natin po kailangan maging sobrang close. Magkaibigan para malaman nyo that you belong here. The only reason why you feel that you don't belong here because you don't really come and be part of the whole body. Sometimes the problem is not the devil. The problem is you. God didn't give you 24 hours to be busy. Why? Because there we have team leaders. We have volunteer pastors like Pastor Ed Bacani, whom is not a full-time pastor. He's an architect. But he would come, all right, in my staff meeting that he's not required to, why he volunteered himself to be a pastor. And that guy is a seasoned pastor. That guy is a legendary pastor. And he recognized that we're just young people. He should be the one leading us. But he submits to the team of leadership here in Victory Metro East. That guy knows what it is to serve in a church. In other words, verse 27 says, now you are the body of Christ, and each one is a part of it. Never, ever entertain the lie that you don't belong here. In other words, everyone can be a part because God has placed you in the body. You are very much part of this. You might not feel like it. That's fine. But what God's word says, period. Everyone is part of the body because God has placed you. Second, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 15 to 17. Can we read it all together? All right? Let's read it again. 1, 2, 3, go. If the foot should say, verse 16, and if the ear? Verse 21, oh, 17. If the whole body, verse 21, secondly, our purpose, all right, we have our purpose in this body. And what is that purpose? When God placed you in the body, it's not just that God has placed you there for no reason. There's a reason why God made you, created you, and placed you in the body. Why? Because there is a purpose. And all our purpose boils down to this. I serve. The first one, we're placed in the body. I belong. Second, we have a purpose in the body. Then this calls for us to serve. Are you here with me? Which says, all right, let's check out verse 15 again. It says there, if the foot should say, because I'm not at hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not cease for the reason to be part of the body. You cannot say that. We can't be insecure, all right, comparing a foot to what? A hand. Kung titignan po natin, hindi ba mas public, okay, in the eyes of the public, the hand is, di ba, is so pleasing to look at compared to the feet. Am I right? What happens to the feet is we cover it with shoes. All right? To those of you whose feet is so nice, all right, you expose it. But for most, all right, what we do in our hands is what? We put jewelries. We paint the women, all right? You paint your nails, di ba? You put all the bling blings. Why is that? Because it is so pleasing in the eyes of men. Am I right? But the foot is, forget it. I'd rather cover it. It doesn't look nice. It doesn't look pleasing. But nevertheless, probably in the eyes of the public, this might look nice. But where do you think and how do you go to the place where you want to go without your feet? What good is it for you to have pleasing hands and yet you don't have a feet? It's so important for us to understand that every part has its function. Are you here with me? That's why we don't get jealous, not because you're this and that, you're like, no, no, no. All the more you appreciate because we all part of the body. Are you here with me? Verse 17 says, if the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? Tingnan lang na po na lang natin, ano? Imagine mo na lang yung interchange natin, yung eyes sa ears natin. Yung eyes natin, ilagay natin dito sa dalawang gilid. Yung ears mo, dito sa... Guwapo mo, pare. Iba ka. Dayaman ka. Ikaw lang may ganon. Pero hindi ko alam kung taga-earth ka or somewhere out there. I don't know. Okay, pang lay miserab ka siguro pag ganun na itsura mo, di ba? Just imagine, alam mo, sa sobrang talino ni Lord, sa sobrang galing ni Lord, alam niya kung saan ka karapat dapat. Imagine mo na lang kung yung ilong mo, binaliktad ni Lord. Pag umulan, hindi natin kailangan na baha. Pag umulan, patay ka na. Aren't you thankful and appreciative of God? That God placed and made and created you exactly like who you are? Are you here with me? It is important to say that we all need to be secure in what we do. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 19 to 21. If there were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. What is this? We cannot overestimate your purpose to the body that God placed you in. Why? Because we are all servants. You don't say to one person, you don't say to one ministry, I don't need you. Just to let you know, all right? God really placed me in this church. I remember when I got saved, the place where I grew up in Del Monte, we were just near Bread of Life Church. My sister goes to Bread of Life. And my friends who I got to reach in my neighborhood, kasi mas malapit yung church, dyan po sila sa Bread of Life. And I attend Victory. I was part of that church in New Belt. And so, imagine mo la, I tried to attend Victory. I'm sorry, Bread of Life. But it seems that parang, alam ko eh, Lord, hindi ako, parang iba eh. Hindi ako para dito eh. Masaya, I like the people, I love the pastor, and my friends were there. But hindi eh. Alam mo yun, parang alam mo talaga na, hindi ito eh. And so, guess what? From that time until today, I'm in Victory because I know very well that God placed me in Victory. In fact, I got hurt a lot. I got offended. I got rejected. I got put down. But I said, this is family. It doesn't matter. If I get offended, I forgive you. And you gotta try your best to offend me because you don't have any choice. I'm gonna stick around in this church no matter what, all right? We don't need to like one another, but we need to love one another. The same goes with ministry. Kahit ano pong gawin ko, okay, naglito ako ng ministry, naglito ako ng worship. Imagine, naglito ako ng worship. You know what? 31st time I led worship, that's the last time I worked. Hindi talaga eh. Kumakanta ako sa pag-BG. Okay, ayan. Tara mga Martin Yver. Be my lady. Okay lang. Pero pagdating sa... Iba kasi may anointing eh. Hindi talaga eh. Sabi sa akin, uno kaibigan ko, si Pastor Jun, yung nag-disciple sa akin, Mark, ano, offense, preach ka na lang. Sakit mo magsalita, Pastor Jun. Gusto mong, Eh, hindi talaga eh. Huwag na natin. But the point is, there's a place for us, but we cannot say, I don't need you. No, we need one another. If you have that kind of mindset, guess what? That's a voice of independence. That's a voice of arrogance. It's the voice of pride. Because in the body of Christ, there are no big shots. We always say this, there's no superstar other than Jesus Christ himself, who is the head of the body, the cornerstone, the foundation where we put our rock in. That's Jesus Christ. Having said that, we are useless without the other. Everyone is needed and has an important role to play in serving. We are here not to be insecure, not to downplay ourselves, not to underestimate ourselves. We are here not to overestimate ourselves, knowing that we look good, we're better than you. No, we can't exist. We'll be useless without the other. Matthew 20:28. The Bible tells us, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to what? To serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. He came to be an example. He should be the one that people needs to serve. Why? Because he's king. But you know what? He humbled himself, became a man. He was showing himself to be a servant. I once explained that to my son. But dad, he's Jesus, of course. He's the Son of God. But boy, listen. He stripped all his authority, all his power. If he's not going to trust God and trust the Holy Spirit, he's not going to do the miracles, the signs and wonders and all the things that happened to him. That's why the Bible says, if you put your trust in him, we will be doing just like what Jesus did here on earth. He came to serve. If Jesus have come to serve, then listen to this. Why can't we? Why can't you? Who are you not to serve and give your life for the purpose of God's church? 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10 says, each one should use whatever gift. Everybody say, whatever gift. He has received to serve what? Others. That refers to God's church. Faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. God emphasizes that there is a gift given to every one of us. For the record, that gift could not just be the gift like what the Bible talks about, the gifts of the Spirit. I believe totally that every one of you has the gifts of the Spirit. But I also believe that that word gift refers to your time, refers to your talent. If you don't have talent, you have your time, isn't it? If you don't have those, you have your energy. You have your passion, and that could be placed, could be used in the body if you're going to be part of it. I want to encourage you. Use whatever God has given you. Don't you say, well, I'm a businessman. Oh, yeah, fine. I respect that. But God knows the contribution, the leadership, the servanthood. God knows the wisdom that you can impart to us. God can use you mightily that you don't imagine. You haven't seen anything yet. How a life can be transformed because of your service. Number three, our participation in the body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 24 to 26. While our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lack it. Hold it for a while. Listen, you might not be a hand, you might not be a foot. But for the record, you might be a butt. And this body will never be complete without a butt. I thank God for the butts. Excuse me. Without the butt, listen. All our spanking with our kids, I'll assure you, it will flow with blood. But God created that bud to protect our own bodies. Do you realize that? God has given us our buds. Imagine na kung walang bud, edi lahat tayo bloated. Paano siya lalabas, di ba? Kaya nga eh. Kaya nga pag, di ba, pag nandoon ka na, ang sarap eh. Lord, thank you. What comes in must comes out, di ba? But the whole point of the matter is, it's still part of your body. While our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it. Verse 25. So that there should be no what? Division in the body, but its parts should have equal concern for each other. First things, under this one, our participation number three is, when you serve and participate, guess what? You're promoting unity. So that there should be no division in the body. When you started to serve, guess what? You are promoting unity. You're just saying, hey, look, I'm not an independent guy. Hey, look, don't you ever think that if I serve here, it just shows I'm part of this team. We are all in this together. As what the Bible says, no division in the body. But that its parts should have equal concern for each other. Second, it's not just unity that you're promoting, but you are showing mutual concern. Why? Here's why in the next verse. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, then every part rejoices with it. Sino na huwag sa atin dito nagkaroon ng ingrown? Ingrown. Masarap ba magkaroon ng ingrown? Hindi. Pag nagkaroon na nga ng ingro, pati yung ulo mo, masakit. Hindi ba? Very small part, but the moment that part suffers, I tell you, sira ang araw mo. Sira ang concentration mo. Sira ang pagkagwapo mo. Bakit? Because we're all one part of this body and we show mutual concern. What good will be? Think about this. What good will I be preaching this time without the people out there who shared the PowerPoint with you? What good would this be without those creative teams who decorated all this? Hanggang umaga ginagawa yan. Why? Because we have very talented people who really wants to share and make sure that they meet the deadlines. I just want you to show we cannot exist apart from the other. We're promoting unity as we participate. We're showing mutual concern. And here's what's important. Going back to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 to 12. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. Verse 11. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. Remember what I told you last Sunday? Hindi pwede kami magparinig for a particular person. I cannot use a scripture in order for me to put guilt on a specific person? Here's why. Because if I speak, if the Lord called me to speak, I need to speak the very words of God. Every word that I uttered here, folks, listen, one day I'm going to hold accountable to God. God will judge me in every word I have spoken from the very first time that God used me to preach God's word. The Bible says if you're speaking, if you're singing, make sure that it's as if God is the one speaking. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides so that in all things, everybody say all things, God may be praised through Jesus Christ, to him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. We are serving for the reason why, Lord, it's not that I want to be famous. It's not that I want to be known. It's not that I want to be let people know that I have a place in the body, that I'm like this and like that. Well, God never put us in a place for us to have positions and titles. It's not about that. It is not about us. But it's about Him, for His glory, for His purpose, so that He could put a smile on me and say, good job, my son. You're serving me. You're building up my body. Because of the gift I placed in you, you start using that to promote unity, to show concern, for you to say that you are serving, and for you to say that I care. Your hand, it means God's hand. Your smile means God's smile. Your time to others means God's time. If God serve, why can't we? It's all for the glory and the praise of God. As we leave this place in a while, let's remember we belong to the body. And since we belong to the body, so we can serve and participate in God's production team. Later on, as I call Pastor Jeff, he will explain to us how can you best serve in this ministry. And we would like to say this. If you've been serving, in fact, if you're one of our volunteers, can I ask you to please stand up? If you're a volunteer of this church, would you please stand up? We do want to recognize all our volunteers because you exist for this whole body. If you're one of the volunteers, at the count of three, stand up on your feet. One, two, three, go. Stand up. All volunteers, please. All right, can we just give all these volunteers a round of applause? Remain standing. You know, I do want to honor them. I just like to recognize them. Again, you know, some of them I really don't know, and I don't have to know them personally. But God placed us in this body. And for the record, you know, without you, you know, we're not going to show this kind of service in excellence. And I salute you for your time, for your energy, for your passion, and sharing it with us. And for the record, as you're being recognized, all right, your commitment ends today. Because we're going to renew it later on, all right? So whether you're old or new, all right, then you got to sign up for a new commitment for 2013. Remain standing. Turn around, please. Obviously, less than 20%. To those of you who are seated, guess what? This is your moment. This is your time. You could give your best shot starting this year. We're looking forward that you'll be encouraged. We're looking forward that you'll take time. We're looking forward that we could be a friend of yours, that could you share to us your giftings, your talent, your time, your energy for the body. All our volunteers, please now. I want to pray for all of you right now. I hope you take this seriously. Part of why we're serving is this. We believe in everybody's leadership. The best description of a leader is really about serving. I didn't just come up here and start preaching. You know where I started? I started cleaning up the CR back in my U-Belt days. I was raised with a yaya. May yaya ako, yaya. Okay, katulong. But you know what? First time, I was so offended. They said, I want to be part of the ministry. Ano ba doon ng mga ushers na yan? Can I sign up for an ushering ministry? Oh, sure. Okay, what will I do? How do I serve? Okay, you go to the CR. Or here's the powder, here's the brush, here's clean it up. I was so offended. And I thank God. Because God was doing something. I began to realize that it was a step towards another ladder. Step towards another. It's a step of leadership. That I realize I have a calling from God. And so I thank God for those moments. And today I just want to pray for you. We believe in everyone's capacity. But there's something that the Lord has prepared for you into this house. Can we just bow our heads right now? Lord, I just thank you for every person who's here today. Lord, they're so precious. They're valuable. They're important. You're the one, Lord, who placed them in this body. And Lord, as you place them, Lord, there is such purpose, giftings that we have never seen yet. Talents, time, energy, passion that you're preparing them to unleash and be part to promote unity, mutual concern. And what's important, Lord, that you will be pleased and honored. Lord, I just pray, even as you call us to belong to this body, we can serve and participate just like you. You came not to be served, but you came to serve. Lord, I pray that you begin to move the hearts of people to be part of every ministry available today. We give you honor and glory. Thank you, Lord.